Welcome to our deep dive into the world of financial consolidations. Ever feel like you're wrestling with a financial hydra, trying to get a grip on all the different companies and currencies and accounting standards?
Oh, it's a challenge for sure,
Yeah.
especially for companies with those complex structures or global operations.
Yeah.
And that's where a tool like Solver can be a lifesaver.
Yeah.
We've got some excerpts from their guide on financial consolidations and analysis,
Great.
and I think you'll be amazed by what we uncover.
Okay, I'm all ears. So before we get into the nitty-gritty, can you just give us a quick overview of what Solver actually is?
Sure. So Solver is an ex-FP&A platform that's extended financial planning and analysis.
Okay.
Think of it as a central hub for all your financial consolidation needs.
Gotcha.
It's designed to streamline the process of gathering, validating, translating, and consolidating financial data from multiple sources.
Okay, that sounds really powerful. But why would a company need a dedicated solution for financial consolidations? I mean, can't they just use spreadsheets and, good old-fashioned elbow grease?
You could try, but I wouldn't recommend it. Imagine trying to consolidate data from dozens of subsidiaries, each with their own ERP system, chart of accounts, and currency.
Right.
It would be a logistical nightmare, prone to errors,
For
delays,
sure.
not to mention the risk of missing critical deadlines for reporting or compliance.
Yeah, I can see how that could quickly spiral out of control.
For sure.
So how does Solver help companies avoid that financial meltdown?
So one of the key benefits of Solver is its automation capabilities.
Okay.
It takes care of a lot of those tedious manual tasks that would otherwise consume hours of a finance team's time.
Right.
For example, Solver automates the process of gathering data from various sources
Okay.
and validating it for accuracy.
So it's like having a built-in financial auditor, ensuring that your data is clean and reliable before you even start the consolidation process.
Exactly. This is crucial because if you're working with inaccurate or incomplete data, your consolidated financial statements will be meaningless.
Right.
Solver's validation process helps ensure you're starting with a solid foundation.
Okay, that makes total sense. Now, the guide mentions a specific report called the Trial Balance Report, or R001.
Right.
What role does this play in the validation process?
So think of the R0001 report as the first line of defense in data quality control. It
Gotcha.
automatically checks for things like balance debits and credits, ensuring that the fundamental accounting equation holds true for each subsidiary's data.
Okay.
It also flags any inconsistencies or errors that need to be addressed before moving on to the consolidation phase.
So it's like a pre-flight check for your financial data, making sure everything is in order before you take off.
That's a great analogy.
Okay.
And it's important to remember that this validation step isn't just about catching errors, it's also about building confidence in your data.
Sure.
By ensuring accuracy from the outset, you can trust that your consolidated financial statements will be a true reflection of your company's financial position.
Speaking of financial position, once the data is validated, how does Solver actually handle the consolidation process? It still sounds like a pretty daunting task.
It definitely can be, but Solver breaks it down into manageable steps.
Okay.
One of the first hurdles is often currency translation.
Right.
You might have subsidiaries operating in euros, yen, or pound sterling.
For sure.
Solver allows you to define different exchange rate types, average, closing, historical, and automatically applies the correct one based on the account and reporting period.
That sounds incredibly helpful. Even trying to convert a few personal expenses from a trip abroad can be a bit confusing.
Absolutely.
So I can only imagine the complexity at a corporate level.
It's definitely a level up,
Yeah.
and Solver handles it with impressive accuracy.
Wow.
What's even more remarkable is that it goes beyond just converting the numbers.
Oh.
It also handles those tricky adjustments required by GAAP or IFRS for currency translations.
Wait, you mean it can figure out those complicated adjustments for things like cumulative translation adjustments, CTA, and other comprehensive income, OCI, all on its own?
It does. It takes into account the specific accounting standards you're using and makes the necessary adjustments automatically.
Wow.
This is a huge time saver for finance teams and helps ensure compliance with accounting regulations.
Yeah.
It's a great example of how Solver combines automation with sophisticated accounting knowledge.
That's really impressive. So we've got our data validated and translated. What happens next in the consolidation journey?
Well, once you have accurate and comparable data from all your subsidiaries,
Yeah.
you need to bring it together into a unified set of financial statements.
Right.
This is where Solver's reporting engine really shines.
Okay.
It offers a suite of reports specifically designed for consolidated reporting. starting with the consolidated trial balance, R004.
The consolidated trial balance, what does that tell us?
So the R004 report is essentially a summary of all the accounts from all your subsidiaries translated into a single reporting currency.
Gotcha.
It's the foundation for your consolidated financial statements and gives you a comprehensive view of the group's financial position.
Okay, so it's like the master spreadsheet that brings all the pieces together.
Exactly. But it's much more than just a spreadsheet.
Okay.
It's a dynamic report that allows you to drill down into the details of each account, see the underlying transactions, and understand how each subsidiary contributes to the overall picture.
That level of transparency sounds incredible.
Yeah.
So from this consolidated trial balance, we can then generate the main consolidated financial statements.
You got it. Solver automatically generates the consolidated profit and loss statement, R006, and the consolidated balance sheet, R007, based on the data in the R004.
Okay.
These reports provide that high-level bird's-eye view of the group's financial performance and position.
It sounds like Solver really takes the heavy lifting out of financial consolidations.
It does.
But it's not just about generating reports, right? The real value comes from analyzing those reports and extracting meaningful insights.
You're absolutely right. Solver doesn't just stop at consolidation. It goes a step further by providing a powerful suite of analytical tools that allow you to dig deeper into the numbers and uncover the story behind them.
See, that's what I love about these deep dives. We're not just scratching the surface. We're really getting into the meat of things.
I agree.
So tell me, what kind of analytical tools does Solver offer?
Well, it has a range of reports designed for specific types of analysis.
Okay.
For example, the balance sheet analysis, R0003, and the P&L analysis, R002, allow you to compare current performance to previous periods, identify trends, and even analyze variances against budget.
So instead of just seeing static numbers, you can see how those numbers have changed over time and understand the forces driving those changes.
Exactly. It's like having a financial time machine that allows you to rewind and see how decisions made in the past have impacted the present.
Right.
And this is incredibly valuable for forecasting and strategic planning.
That's fascinating. It sounds like Solver provides a level of financial intelligence that would be difficult, if not impossible, to achieve with traditional spreadsheets.
It definitely elevates the game.
Yeah.
But there's more to explore.
Oh.
Solvers also offer specialized reports that focus on key areas like working capital and profitability.
Okay.
We'll dive into those in detail in the next part of our deep dive.
Awesome. I can't wait. This is already shaping up to be an incredibly insightful journey into the world of financial consolidations.
Absolutely.
Thanks for walking us through the initial steps.
It's my pleasure. I'm always excited to shed light on the power of financial technology and how it can transform the way we understand and manage our businesses.
Well, stay tuned, listeners. We're just getting started with this deep dive into Solver.
Yes.
We'll be back in a moment to explore the exciting world of financial analysis and reporting.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of financial consolidations with Solver. Before we left off, we were exploring how Solver streamlines the process of, you know, gathering, validating, and consolidating financial data.
Right.
Now I'm really excited to dig into the analysis side of things.
Yeah.
I'm particularly interested in those specialized reports you mentioned.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have consolidated financial statements, but it's another thing entirely to be able to actually, like, extract meaningful insights from those statements.
Okay.
And that's where Solver's analytical reports really shine.
Okay, let's start with the working capital report.
Yeah.
The guide mentions that it provides insights into a company's short-term financial health.
Yeah.
Can you just elaborate on that a bit?
Sure. The working capital report gives you a detailed view of key components like accounts receivable, inventory, and accounts payable.
Okay.
It also calculates some crucial liquidity ratios,
okay,
such as the current ratio and the quick ratio.
Gotcha.
And here's the kicker. It presents all this information over 13 consecutive months, both graphically and numerically.
Wow. 13 months of data. That's a lot of information.
It is.
Why is it helpful to see that kind of historical trend?
Well, it allows you to identify patterns and potential red flags early on. For example, if you see a consistent upward trend in days sales outstanding, or DSO,
right,
it could indicate that your company is having trouble collecting payments from customers.
Interesting.
Or if your inventory turnover ratio is declining, it might signal that you have too much inventory on hand, which is tying up valuable capital.
So it's not just about seeing the current snapshot. It's about understanding how those key metrics are evolving over time.
Precisely. This kind of dynamic analysis is essential for proactive financial management.
Okay.
It allows you to anticipate potential issues and take corrective action before they become major problems.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, another report that caught my eye is the P&L gross margin analysis.
Yes.
What kind of insights can we gain from that report?
This report is all about understanding profitability at a granular level.
Okay.
It provides a clear and concise view of gross margin performance, both for the current period and the trailing 12 months.
Mm.
What's really helpful is that it presents the data in a visually appealing graph, making it easy to spot trends and assess the overall health of your margins.
So at a glance, you can see if your gross margin is improving, declining, or remaining stable.
Exactly. And you can also use this report to compare gross margin across different product lines, divisions, or even subsidiaries.
Okay.
This can help you identify your most profitable areas and pinpoint areas where you might need to make adjustments to pricing or cost structure.
I can see how that would be incredibly valuable for making strategic decisions about resource allocation and product development.
Absolutely. It's about moving beyond just looking at the bottom line and understanding the drivers of profitability.
Okay.
And like all of Silver's reports, you can drill down into the details to see the underlying transactions and understand the factors contributing to the trends you're observing.
I'm really starting to grasp the power of these analytical tools.
Yeah.
They seem to offer a level of insight that would be difficult to achieve with traditional methods.
For sure.
Is there a report that focuses specifically on overall profitability?
There is. Solver's Profitability Analysis Report is designed for just that.
Okay.
It's like a dashboard for your company's financial performance, using charts and graphs to present key metrics like revenue, expenses, and net income.
That sounds incredibly helpful for getting a holistic view of the company's performance.
It is. And what's really neat is that you can use this report to compare your current performance to the previous year and to your budget.
Okay.
This allows you to analyze variances and trends, identify areas where you're exceeding expectations, and pinpoint areas where you might need to make adjustments.
It's like having financial GPS that helps you navigate towards your financial goals.
I love that analogy. And the beauty of Solver is that it integrates all these reports and analyses into a single platform.
Yeah.
You don't have to jump between different systems or wrestle with spreadsheets.
Right.
It's all there at your fingertips, ready to be explored.
That's a powerful image, having all that financial intelligence at your fingertips.
It is.
It makes me wonder, as technology like this becomes more sophisticated,
how
will it impact the role of the finance professional?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And one that's being discussed a lot in the finance world.
Right.
Some people worry that automation will make finance professionals obsolete.
I can see that.
But I actually think it has the potential to elevate the role.
Oh, interesting. In what way?
Well, if technology can handle a lot of the routine tasks,
okay,
like data entry, reconciliation, and basic reporting,
right,
it frees up finance professionals to focus on higher value activity, like analysis, strategy, and decision making.
So instead of being number crunchers, they can become strategic advisors.
Exactly. They can spend more time interpreting data, identifying trends, and communicating insights to key stakeholders.
Yeah.
They can become true business partners, helping to shape the future of the organization.
That's an exciting prospect. It sounds like Solver and similar technologies have the potential to revolutionize the way finance departments operate.
I believe they do. And it's not just about efficiency.
Right.
It's about empowering finance professionals to be more proactive, insightful, and impactful.
Well, on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
We've explored how Solver streamlines consolidations, automates tasks, and provides powerful tools for analysis.
Right.
It's been an incredible journey.
It has been fascinating, hasn't it? And before we wrap up, I'd like to leave you with a thought-provoking question.
I'm ready for that thought-provoking question. Hit me with it.
Okay, so as we embrace these powerful technologies that streamline financial processes and provide us with, you know, mountains of data.
Right.
How do we ensure we don't lose sight of the human element in finance?
That's a really important point. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of automation and big data.
Yeah.
But ultimately, finance is about people making decisions that impact real lives.
Absolutely. Financial decisions have ripple effects that extend far beyond the balance sheet.
Right.
They influence investments, hiring, pricing,
right,
and ultimately the livelihoods of employees, customers, and communities.
So how do we stay grounded in that human element while still embracing the advancements in financial technology?
I think it starts with remembering that data is just a tool.
Okay.
It's a powerful tool, but it's still just a means to an end.
Right.
The real value comes from how we interpret that data, the questions we ask,
yeah,
and the decisions we make based on those insights.
So it's not just about crunching numbers. It's about understanding the why behind those numbers and the potential consequences of our actions.
Exactly. It's about empathy, ethical considerations,
okay,
and a deep understanding of the broader context in which financial decisions are made.
It sounds like a delicate balance, harnessing the power of technology while staying true to the human aspect of finance.
It is a delicate balance, but one that's crucial to navigate.
Yeah.
I think the finance professionals who will thrive in this evolving landscape are those who can embrace both the analytical and the human sides of the equation.
It makes me think of those sci-fi movies where robots take over the world.
Right. We need to make sure that in the world of finance, it's humans who are steering the ship.
Absolutely.
With technology as our trusted co-pilot.
I love that analogy. And it highlights the importance of continuous learning and adaptation.
Okay.
As technology evolves, so too must the skills and mindsets of finance professionals.
So it's not just about learning how to use the latest software. It's about developing critical thinking skills, emotional intelligence,
yeah,
and a deep understanding of the ethical implications of financial decisions.
Absolutely. It's about becoming well-rounded individuals who can navigate the complexities of a rapidly changing world.
Well, this has been an incredibly insightful deep dive. I feel like I've gained a whole new perspective on financial consolidations and the role of technology in the future of finance.
It's been my pleasure. I always enjoy exploring these topics and seeing how they spark new ideas and conversations.
And to our listeners, we hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of Solver and the evolving landscape of financial consolidations.
Yep.
Remember, the future of finance is bright, full of challenges and opportunities.
It is.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and never be afraid to ask those thought-provoking questions.
Well said. Until next time, happy consolidating.